prologue. I am a scientist, and this is my science. Last year, through the felicitous folly of a mixing mistake, I made a decision that, in hindsight, could only be described as radical alchemy. I yanked all the mid-range out of a song from my autobiographical album, The Scientist and His Science, the very work with the same title you are about to listen to for season one, and if the stars align, we'll read about as well. It was a bold act, like ripping the spine from a book to see if it still stood upright. Spoiler, it did not. This single act of sonic surgery spiraled into an overhaul of the entire musical texture. Gone were the enormous frenetic drumbeats that once pounded like caffeinated warhorses. Gone, too, was the lush, prosaic techno drivel that had puffed up the piece like a rococo wedding cake. Stripped bare, the song revealed a new skeleton, one that demanded an entirely fresh set of assumptions, themes, and goals. Not just for the track, but for the entire album and this accompanying journal of letters. Paths, dear listener, splinter like fractals in a kaleidoscope. Change one note in a song, one ingredient in a recipe, or one choice on a rainy Tuesday, and you alter the universe in ways both minute and monumental. So consider this. In the album I completed in 2014, The Scientist and His Science, synthetic Muppet geezer voices bubble up throughout, each representing a potential future self of mine. Imagine it. The year is 2045. I'm in a beige academic purgatory, tweed jacket, suspenders, chalk dust clinging to my shoes. My days consist of lecturing on a bizarre hybrid of chemistry and music composition, a field as sterile and suffocating as it is oddly specific. This alternate me emerged from some errant series of choices and academic conclusions, the kind that even the sharpest hindsight couldn't untangle, all because I accidentally removed the mid-range from one song. In the prologue to The Scientist, my pivoted future self delivers a lecture on ethanol, a subject that starts clinical but quickly mutates into something grotesque and deeply personal. Painful recollections seep through the cracks. Broken promises, anxiety, enmeshment, mistrust, depression. The bitter churn of combatant families. Therapy sessions that felt like battlefield triage. Alcohol-soaked nights. The grind of academia, two near divorces, and 1,804 miles of aching distance between my son and me. Here's a partial transcript of that lecture. I am a scientist, and this is my science. Ethanol, also called ethyl alcohol, pure alcohol, grain alcohol, or drinking alcohol, is a volatile, flammable, colorless liquid. It is a psychoactive drug and one of humanity's oldest recreational companions. Most notably, it's the type of alcohol found in alcoholic beverages. It's also found in thermometers as a solvent and as a salve for deep, bone-weary pains of the spirit. In common parlance, it is simply alcohol or spirits. Ethanol is a two-carbon alcohol with the molecular formula CH3CH2OH. Its empirical formula is me minus sun divided by you. An alternative notation is CH3 minus CH2 minus OH, which reveals that the heartbreak of a me group, ME1, is attached to the carbon of a man-peep group, MP2, which is, in turn, tethered to the oxygen of a family group, FG1. It's a molecular haiku, a testament to 1,000 years of human suffering and revelry. Ethanol is often discovered in gold reservoirs known as polymorphic U79 highballs, utilizing the ubiquitous organic solvent equivalent to a red plastic IKEA beaker. South Orange, New Jersey, Monday, January 30th, 2045.